WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Neil Young collaborates with the band Crazy Horse, he's frequently made some of the most raucous hard rock of his career. On their new release, however, called Sleeps with Angels, Young and Crazy Horse are turning down the volume. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. From the album, here's My Heart.
Down in the valley, the shepherd sees his flock is close at hand. And in the night sky, a star is falling down from someone's hand. Somewhere, somewhere, I gotta get somewhere. It's not too late, it's not too late. I gotta get somewhere this time.
Sleeps with Angels finds Neil Young in a calm, contemplative mood most of the time. That song, called My Heart, ambles on in a way that eventually turns the tune into a lullaby. You know, I love an awful lot of Neil Young's music, so I'm sort of circling around the truth, which is that My Heart is sort of a pretty bore, and so is much of the rest of this album.
Frontier town, home of the Western hero. Frontier justice, dealt with the iron hand. He wore a long coat to the ground. He wore big boots that made a sound.
He wore a long coat to the ground. He wore big boots that made a sound. Even by the less is more standards that Neil Young frequently applies to his homespun melodies, these are pretty banal lyrics. Much of Sleeps with Angels sounds like the work of guys who wanted to get together and make music without having much to say. That's the only reason I can think of to explain Change Your Mind, a song that's longer than 14 minutes and which goes cheerfully, complacently nowhere. Then there's the actively annoying stuff, like Blue Eden. Well, that's quite enough of that. This being a Neil Young and Crazy Horse album, there are regular flashes of beautifully crafted music, and there are times when Young's aimlessness suits the tune, but not often enough. Next time, Neil, a loud, messy album, please?
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.